Poor little Miss Maya,
sniffled Mrs. Twinkle, wiping tears from her eyes.
If only Mrs. Molly would come and put a stop to all this nonsense.
At her words, Cuddle yelled,
Emmy, quick! She'll notice you! Get her attention! Mrs. Twinkle will help us!
Hammy jumped up and down in his cage, causing the plum woman to stare at him in surprise. He squeaked and quivered.
Some annoyance and at once, Mrs. Twinkle!
But, to his consternation, Mrs. Twinkle wasn't one of the special ones who could hear Hamster speak.
Cuddle, you must make her understand! Quick!
The little bear ran up to Mrs. Twinkle and pulled hard at her shoelace. She looked down, but only saw what she thought was Maya's toy teddy bear on the floor. She picked him up, put him on the table amongst Maya's colored pencils and paper, and turned away to tidy up the mess, muttering disgustedly about rude, nasty children. Cuddle thought hard, grabbed a red pencil, and this was what he scrawled on a piece of paper.
Please call Maya's Aunt Molly. Help Maya!
The little bear jumped down from the table and scampered to the woman. He tugged desperately at Mrs. Twinkle's ankle with one paw, holding up the piece of paper in the other. To his relief, Mrs. Twinkle looked down again and her eyes widened in amazement. She bent down, tweaked the note from Cuddle's paw and read it.
Oh my! I must call Mrs. Molly at once!
She hurried out of the room and the quietness fell on the room once more. Cuddle scrambled up to Hammy's cage and opened the door. Hammy rushed out, chittering 19 to the dozen. But all the two friends could do now was wait and hope that everything would be all right. The afternoon sun cast longer shadows into the room, and still the hamster and bear waited. A car drove up to the house and raised voices were heard.
You'll be sorry you made this decision.
Then, a calm, yet authoritative woman's voice.
Go, Thomas. You and your brat pack will have nothing more to do with Maya from this day on.
On hearing this, Hammy and Cuddle gave a whoop of delight, the hamster leaping into the air and touching paws with the bear in a high five. Footsteps ran lightly up the stairs and Maya burst into the room. Beaming happily, she hugged Cuddle and Hammy, who had rushed over to greet her.
Oh, thank you, dearest Cuddle and Hammy. Thank you, my smartest friends.
Everyone had a wonderful tea that evening. Mrs. Twinkle overdid herself, producing a lardo, hot butter scones, and fluffy cream puffs from apparently nowhere. Aunt Molly was a beautiful, tall woman with merry eyes that sparkled just like Maya's. She listened entranced as Maya told her about Cuddle being lost and having to be a brave little bear and how Hammy and the bear were her bestest friends. She shook her head in disbelief that the bear and hamster could speak, yet there was Cuddle's note in her hands. Later, as she listened to Maya play the piano, she said gently,
Maya, my love, you have a great gift of music, and you are about to embark on your own adventure to find where that takes you. But as you were once lost, don't forget that the little one who's still searching for his home, a promise is a promise. Remember that.
Maya thought deeply for a long while. Finally, she nodded steadfastly, though her eyes shone with tears. That night, Maya took out a tiny red handkerchief and filled it with nuggets of nuts, chocolates, and raisins. Hammy watched from his perch on Cuddle's head, twitching his whiskers in surprise.
Maya, isn't that my handkerchief?
Yes, Hammy.
Maya lifted Hammy to her face, looked at him with warm, melting eyes and kissed him tenderly on his nose and ears. She tied the pencil through the handkerchief, making a sturdy pack that was light enough to be carried. Cadeau snuggled up to Maya and Hammy, and the three friends cuddled without speaking. The minutes passed, yet each was reluctant to break the spell of time, as if knowing that this was a moment where things would forever change between them. The little bear nodded earnestly.
Hammy, I want you to help Cadeau.
The hamster chittered in protest, but Maya silenced him with a tearful hug.
But please come back to me, Hammy, when Cadeau has found his mama and papa.
Hammy sniffled. Gleaming tears rolled off the tip of his nose, wetting Maya's shirt.
I will come back, Maya. The outdoors isn't to my taste these days. I must keep a stiff upper lip and all that, but...
He swallowed, trying to sound light-hearted.
On one condition, the bear carries the food.
Maya picked up the little bear, kissed its button nose, kissed his wistful tears away.
You've made me a brave pea too, Cadeau. Now, you must be brave again so that you won't ever be lost.
The baby bear reached up for one last kiss from the girl he had grown to love and would never forget.
Bye-bye, Maya. Remember to write my story, okay? When Hammy comes back, he'll tell you all about our adventures.
And just as it was on a warm, sunny day that the three became staunch friends, it was on a cozy, starry night that the three friends parted ways. Maya watched bravely as Hammy and Cadeau trotted across the starlit garden. They turned at the gate, waved, and disappeared into the roadside shrubbery.
Come back to me,